From the banks of the Colorado River in Lake Mead to the homes and businesses in Southern Nevada, welcome to Water Smarts, the podcast pumping from the heart of Las Vegas, where we engage with the experts who keep the water flowing throughout Southern Nevada. I'm Bronson Mack.
And I'm Crystal Zelke. From how we treat it, deliver it, use it, protect it, and conserve it, the Water Smarts podcast is all about water in Southern Nevada. We hope to make you a little smarter about the one thing that keeps us all connected, water.
Hey, Crystal, how are you today?
I'm doing good. It's fall season, and it's busy. There's lots of events and activities going on around town. Have you seen the new Sphere? Have you been checking that out?
I have. I saw that eyeball looking down on the community. I have to say, I am quite impressed with that LED structure. I had no idea that it would look that cool, but I certainly remember as a kid driving through Las Vegas and the first billboard, or I should say the first marquee that I saw that was like very animated was the one at the Rio when the Rio was first constructed. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's like looking at a television. But this Sphere and the graphics that they have, they knock my socks off. It's amazing.
It's wild. I mean, I can see it from my house all the way up in Summerlin. Like, look out a window, you can see it lit up. But I mean, that's just an example of all the things that are going on in town right now and will continue to be. We've got F1 coming up. We have Super Bowl. We have a new casino that is opening soon in Southwest Las Vegas. And it's booming here right now. And, you know, Bronson, every time something new opens or a new event is announced, whether it's a concert or a sporting event, we get a lot of questions from the community about how can we allow this growth when we're in a drought and we're, you know, worried about our water supply.
Yeah, it is kind of a challenging thing to understand. We're asking the community to continue to improve in water efficiency. That continues to pay dividends for us just by eliminating the water waste and improving the water efficiency that we have in this community. It has really reduced our water consumption year over year. We're on track again this year in 2023 to have a very low water use footprint as a community because of these conservation efforts. But you're right. You know, we continue to see new industry come to Las Vegas. We continue to see events taking place in our community. And all of that is part of the economic diversification that we have seen and certainly heard about over the decades and the need for our community to diversify the economy. And there's a lot of economic development groups out there working to create new jobs in Southern Nevada, expand the tax base in Southern Nevada. I mean, it's not just about building new homes for people that are moving to Las Vegas, but it's supporting new industries that are coming to Las Vegas. But we have to make sure that those new industries are as water efficient as the rest of the community, if not more so. And joining us today to talk about how our community is evaluating new water uses within the Las Vegas Valley, we have Dave Johnson, Deputy General Manager of Operations for the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Dave, welcome back to the Water Smarts podcast.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Dave, we really appreciate your time. And look, there have been many discussions on this podcast that have focused on residential water conservation and how homeowners can save and even how businesses can save water. And conservation is obviously a huge initiative for us here in Southern Nevada, and nobody is doing it better than we are doing it here. But there's also a lot of effort with HOAs and the resort industry and other sectors of our community to help them reduce their water consumption. Before we talk about how this community is reviewing new business proposals to determine their impact on our water supply, can you just talk a little bit with our listeners about how the Southern Nevada Water Authority works with businesses to save water?
Absolutely. We have a very, very collaborative approach that we use in dealing with businesses as it relates to water conservation methods. And some of the examples of that are our work on evaporative cooling. We have found that our second largest consumptive use of water in Southern Nevada is associated with evaporative cooling. And we partnered with the business community in a very meaningful way to help understand what the alternatives were, what the impacts were going to be. And we're able to get that put in place at the end of last year and really kind of took effect here as of September 1st. That's one example. Another example is partnering with HOAs associated with our recent Assembly Bill 356 that we put in place that really removes or prohibits the watering of what we call non-functional or decorative turf by the end of 2026. And non-functional turf is basically that grass that the only time you ever go on it is to mow it or to manicure it. You can't have a picnic on it. You can't play sports on it. It truly is just for decorative purposes. And so we're working with HOAs to ensure that turf is taken out so that we can accomplish water savings in that way. And there's several others, also golf courses. We're working with golf courses to improve what we call our water budget. Each golf course has a water budget. And as part of our new leveling up of our conservation measures, we're actually making that water budget a little tighter, a little bit more restrictive. And so we're working with approaches that we can recommend for golf courses on how they can comply with their water budget. So many, many different avenues that we've used. And it's been a very collaborative relationship to try to accomplish what we all need to accomplish here in Southern Nevada.
So the Water Authority has introduced quite a few new conservation measures over the past few years to step up conservation in Southern Nevada, like the AB 356 law that you mentioned, removing useless grass and sidewalks, streetways, roundabouts, and other ordinances prohibiting new evaporative cooling systems. It's been more than 20 years since the mega drought in the Colorado River Basin began, and Lake Mead water levels have dropped more than 150 feet in that time. And I know people are thinking that we had a wet year in 2023 with the snowpack and the runoff, which gave us a little reprieve with water levels in Lake Mead rising slightly this year, but we're still going to be in a tier one shortage in 2024. That means the community's limited water supply will be reduced by 7%. But thanks to the community's conservation efforts, we're using less water than our allocation, and we can absorb that 7% cut. Dave, can you talk about how successful our conservation measures have been and why the Water Authority has added new and even more restrictive conservation measures if what's in place is already working?
Absolutely. We, as the Water Authority and as the community, have been very successful in partnering to put these meaningful conservation measures in place. As you know, we have for years been working hard on our Water Smart Landscape program, which really was the hallmark program for conservation back when we started it and continues to be today. Since 2002, we have been able to reduce our consumptive use off of the Colorado River by 30% in the same time period that we have increased population by 50%. Very counterintuitive, but really amazing results. And that is just an example of how our conservation measures have worked. And what we're doing now is we're continuing to look further into the future. We have a 50-year resource plan as the Water Authority, and we want to make sure that we're putting all of the pieces together to ensure that we have a sustainable source of water for the next 50 years, even in the face of climate change and all of what we expect to happen associated with those increasing temperatures. And our new leveled up conservation program and all of the initiatives do exactly that. They look at what we expect to see in the future as far as climate change and the headwinds we face there, and they actually overcome that projection with the conservation measures that we are working on. And so it's critically important for every resident in Southern Nevada to understand how important this is and also to take the appropriate measures, even if it's just as simple as ensuring that you're complying with the watering schedule.
Yeah, Dave, and that complying with the watering schedule is just one way that we are reducing what we call consumptive water use. We're talking about the water that we only get to use one time. Once we use that water, it can't be captured, it can't be recycled, and it can't be reclaimed. For example, that water that we use on our landscapes, when we water our grass, we water our yards, that is a one-time use of that water. And the same goes for evaporative cooling, that large cooling infrastructure to cool spaces in large buildings and high rises, but is extremely water intensive in order to generate that cooling effect. And one of the things that's really interesting about Southern Nevada is the way that we have community-wide water reuse. This is considered the non-consumptive water use, or the water that we get to recycle. And it's everything that we use indoors. If it goes down a drain from the sink, the shower, even when you flush, all of that wastewater gets treated to an extremely high standard. and is safely and sustainably returned back to Lake Mead. Every gallon that goes back to Lake Mead allows us to draw another gallon out of the lake and bring it through the drinking water treatment process. And this is the really kind of the linchpin for us, aside from the conservation activities, but it's kind of the linchpin for us on how we extend our community's water supply, continuing to meet our community's water needs in a sustainable way and having a minimal impact on that water resource. But at the same time, we continue to see our community grow. And one thing we hear from the public is new businesses are coming to Las Vegas or events are coming to Las Vegas, and that's going to be a drain on our water supply. So can you just talk a little bit about how we work with the economic development community and work with county and city agencies to help ensure that new businesses coming to Southern Nevada are as water efficient as possible?
Yes, we have been working with the Economic Development Authority to basically use the same principle that you just mentioned, and that is to drive water use for businesses to be able to recycle or return as much water as we possibly can. And so there are several different business opportunities that come to Nevada with all different kinds of needs. We have industrial commercial. We have people that want to bottle things. We have canned food manufacturers. We have data centers. We have just a whole myriad of opportunities here in Southern Nevada. And what we're trying to do now is we have developed a tool that will evaluate each and every one of these opportunities from a water perspective. It'll help us to know how much of that water that we're going to be feeding to that business is going to be recycled versus how much is going to be used simply once and not returned to our system. And when we use this tool to evaluate, we get a very good perspective on basically how good of a fit we think that that is for Southern Nevada. Our intent is to use this tool that we've developed in all of the different jurisdictions and uniformly apply that so that we as a community are looking at each of these opportunities through the same lens so that we can ensure that we're making sound decisions for our future. And I think everybody appreciates the fact that we need to make sure that not only the conservation approaches that we're taking, but also looking at what's coming in the door from a consumptive use standpoint makes sense for our community.
And Dave, you know, Las Vegas is a transient city. Everybody knows that, Southern Nevada, but there's a lot of us who have been here for a long time. And I think anyone who lived in Southern Nevada during the economic downturn about 15 years ago can understand why we don't want to implement a no-growth policy. Just shutting the doors and not letting anyone else move here doesn't make sense for us. That would have a cascading impact on our jobs, home values, and our general way of life here. So having a way to identify new businesses that can make our community better and provide good jobs without draining our water supply seemed like it could be very useful. Dave, explain, you mentioned this tool. Explain to us how this is being implemented.
To your point, Crystal, it really isn't about whether or not we grow. It's about how we grow. And that's really what this tool emphasizes. So we have worked on what we call the Water Investment Rating Tool. And the Water Investment Rating Tool will be a platform where any company that is looking to come into Southern Nevada can be evaluated based on a couple of different factors. How much water is the overall opportunity going to be delivered to their doorstep? And how much of that is going to be used and recycled? And how much of that is not going to be recycled? That basically goes into what we call our phase one evaluation. And that gives us a really good idea right from the start with very little information on the front end as to whether or not we should engage in this company in a way that is, oh, we're concerned about it, or we're not concerned about it at all because it's very, very water efficient. To my knowledge, this type of an approach is novel. We cannot find anyone else in the world who has used this type of approach. So we really are on the leading edge in this space, but with the types of issues that we face and the progressive nature of our community, it really is a very, very good fit.
So Dave, you mentioned a phase one with this water investment rating tool, and obviously that phase one is looking at what the water demand would be for a particular industry or prospective industry that may be looking to come to Southern Nevada. I'm assuming there's a phase two if you mentioned phase one. So What else gets taken into consideration? I have to imagine that there's got to be something here for like job creation or support of the tax base or just making a general difference or meeting a need of the community. Is any of that considered?
Absolutely, there is. So the phase two evaluation, after we look at just what I'd call the hardcore water data, the phase two evaluation takes into account the economics. So the types of things that you mentioned, the number of jobs that it creates, the average wage that's created, the amount of capital investment that's going to be made, and the taxation benefit that is going to be seen by the community. We also are looking at societal factors. Is this something that our community needs and is going to add value to our overall community? We also have target industries. Let's say, for instance, that we are in need of additional hospitals in Southern Nevada. You actually get additional credit for being a target industry as well. So the way that the tool was put together, and we intend to utilize it, is really a holistic view with a very high priority being on the water footprint and the water efficiency, but also evaluating all of those other components of the opportunity as well. So we worked with the Governor's Office of Economic Development, with the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance, with several of our local economists here to ensure that we understood those implications. And we've been working with the municipalities associated with the creation of this tool and approach as well. So I feel like it's a very collaborative effort. And it's, like I mentioned, new in its space. We're working methodically through this process to get everybody comfortable with the tool and comfortable with its implementation.
And Dave, when you say a target business, do you mean essential? What does that mean exactly?
So a target business could be an essential business. It could also be a business that helps with Southern Nevada's economic diversification. Long has it been discussed here in our community that we need to diversify our business base. And so in some cases, we have opportunities. It may be the first business of its type to come into Southern Nevada. And if that's the case, and it helps to diversify our economy, then it could very well receive additional credit as part of our scoring methodology for the water investment rating tool.
Okay.
Crystal, yeah. I mean, growing up here in Las Vegas, we've been hearing about the need for economic diversification since we were little kids, right?
Yeah, and it's great not all of us wanted to work in the casino industry.
Yeah, right. And so it's great that what we're hearing from Dave here is that there is actually a tool that is developed to help provide that economic diversification and be thoughtful about our water resources. I mean, that seems like a really good fit.
Yeah. And just to go back to a little bit more on expanding on what Dave was saying, and I could see how it would be more beneficial to bring in businesses that are creating a lot of good paying jobs and not just a couple, especially if they do use a lot of water. So those companies provide job opportunities for residents and increases the tax revenue collected from sales and property taxes, for example. So what else is considered a societal benefit, Dave? How else are new industries rated with this water investment rating tool?
A societal benefit would also be when you look at an opportunity and it has a benefit to our society. Maybe hospitals are needed. Maybe it is associated with our ability to service properties on the Strip, which ends up having an overall societal benefit for every resident in Southern Nevada. So it's a little difficult to peg just exactly which ones those are, but it's almost like you know it when you see it, you know it when you evaluate it, you look at what are they bringing to the community. Is this going to benefit our overall societal structure here in Southern Nevada? We tried to make space in the tool for that because that's a critical component when you're an economic development professional and you're looking at an opportunity. That's a critical component of how you might evaluate that situation, even as it relates to state incentives or other factors.
Well, this is really interesting, Dave, because you've obviously worked with the economic development community, the business community, in order to develop this water investment rating tool. The Southern Nevada Water Authority Board of Directors has given the okay for that to continue to move forward. So now let's just talk a little bit about implementation. I have to imagine that it's more than just the Water Authority that is implementing this tool. So how's it being implemented?
Absolutely. We've been working with the Economic Development Authorities for quite some time to deal with that exact question. How do we put this in place uniformly across Southern Nevada in all of the different jurisdictions and municipalities so that it can be uniformly applied? And what we are doing right now is we're actually working with not only the economic development authorities, but the planning departments in each of the municipalities to ensure that every opportunity that wants to come to Southern Nevada, whether it comes through the economic development chain or whether it comes through the planning departments, gets a thorough evaluation. And so we are collaborating right now to put that process together. We are also working on putting this tool online so that entities and businesses that want to come to Southern Nevada can look at this at the very beginning, before any investment is made, before any commitments are made. They can look and say, hey, we know in Southern Nevada that water is critically important and we're going to be evaluated based on this tool. Let's put our information into this tool and see how we come out. Because what this tool also does, and we've proven this through a couple of different examples, is it enables us to intersect with opportunities or economic development opportunities early in the process and see, maybe they don't understand how our water system works with our return flows and our reuse. Maybe they don't have the full picture. And by engaging with them very early in the process, sometimes there are things that can be done to modify the design or to modify their approach that take them from a pretty concerning water investment to a very sound water investment. And that's one of the real benefits of this equation as well. So that's what we're working on right now, is getting the tool widely available and also getting the process put in place so that it is consistent and uniformly applied every time.
Well, making sure that new industries coming to Las Vegas are as water efficient as possible while contributing to our local economy, creating jobs, improving quality of life for everybody here in Southern Nevada, while this investment rating tool is really in its infancy and is just beginning to be implemented throughout the community. It is just another way that the Southern Nevada Water Authority is helping to make sure that our community remains one of the most water efficient communities in the nation. Dave Johnson from the Southern Nevada Water Authority, thank you so much for joining us here on the Water Smarts podcast and sharing a little bit of information about the water investment rating tool.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Well, Crystal, another good conversation there. I think we really learned a lot about what we are doing from a water resource perspective to help make sure that as our community continues to grow, the economy continues to diversify, that we're doing so in a water smart way.
Yeah, you know, it was great hearing all the new information about this tool that's coming out and how we're going to be using it. And I think, you know, it's good for everybody to remember why we live in Southern Nevada, all the great benefits of living here and the economic diversity that we have, and to continue to diversify, you know, the kind of jobs and industries that are here and how it benefits it all. And this tool will be a new objective way to analyze whether a new industry coming to our community is a good fit here for us.
Yeah, and I really like that this tool is something that can be utilized on the front end, even just a prospective industry that is considering, just scratching their head going, huh, I wonder if Southern Nevada would be good for us. They would be able to get that answer rather quickly, especially looking at the water impact that that new industry would have. And while we certainly take a look at economic development opportunities that have occurred for the past decades, this gives us consistent, objective tool, as you said, Crystal, on the front end, making sure Southern Nevada continues to stay water smart. Well, that's it for this episode here on the Water Smarts podcast. We hope you subscribe and don't forget to listen next time. And if you have any questions, you can find us via email at watersmarts@snwa.com. Send us an email and we'll make sure that we get back to you with an answer. Thanks for listening, and we hope you join us here next time on Water Smarts.